Increases in the minimum wages mandated under the H-2A program present a challenge to farmers who are already facing tight margins. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says the number of certified positions under the program increased 10% in the first quarter of this year compared to 2018. She says that's helping to drive up the H-2A adverse effect wage rate.
AWER, as it's more easily said, is the wage that employers through the H-2A program have to pay their employees. It's a regional weighted average rate, but it's basically the minimum you have to pay workers through the H-2A program. And the national average is $12.96, which is up 6% compared to where we were in 2018.
The biggest increases are found in the western United States.
In the western part of the United States, there are eight states that saw increases that were between 15 and 23%. Missouri, Iowa, and Florida saw small declines, but the other 39 states saw increases between 2 and 9%.
Nye says the increase represents a challenging economic environment for farmers and ranchers.
It's making it more difficult for farmers to plan. And as we look at net farm income being down 44% this year compared to where we were back in 2013, we're all feeling those squeezed margins, especially on the fruit and vegetable side. Labor is their largest cost. So when you start seeing increases of 6%, it starts really pulling at the margins for those farmers who are already experiencing a pretty challenging economic time.
Michael Clements, Washington.